Greetings, glorious humans of the internet. Welcome to another episode of the Team Ability No Excuses podcast, bringing real talk to matters of disability with no excuses. Chad with Andy and Brett, how is it going, boys?
Brett, this is where you chime in.
Oh, we didn't rehearse the opening. Was there a specific... Was Brett supposed to go first before Andy tells me that he's okay?
Yeah, I apologize, Andy. I was just letting the elder statesman go first.
Oh, see, Brett's still playing the new guy card. Dude, when are you going to stop being, like, you're a year plus into this game. You don't have to, like, lay out and wait as the new guy anymore.
You know, I actually was thinking about it this week because I was lucky enough to attend church this week. And I was at the church that the two of you go to. And then afterwards, I was invited to go for lunch. So I think I've actually started to fit in with the crew.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I got a shout out to Andy for that one, because you guys filmed that little teaser for the Ability Fitness page, and you kind of called me out for bailing on lunch, and I didn't really bail. I had to bring my daughter to gymnastics.
Did anybody notice how bad my hair looked?
Yeah, we're not going down this road. You don't drive, so you didn't need to take your daughter anywhere. I even offered Crystal afternoon free of you.
But we already had
plans. An afternoon free of you for afternoon. That's what I said.
An afternoon free of you for the afternoon.
That's how that came out.
All right.
It was actually kind of nice not having you around, Chad.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, I guess.
No, you know what? I'm going to thank Crystal. Thanks, Crystal.
Yes, and she's welcome too, I suppose. I don't know what that means. I wanted to, I guess there's maybe a joke to be had there, Andy, about the three of us being together at church on a Sunday. And shout out to Brett for making the drive into the Hamilton Mountain from Mississauga to spend a Sunday with us. But I wondered if there was any backlash on you, since you worked there at the church, if there was any backlash for bringing even more wheelchair friends out to church, buddy. Like, they're going to start thinking that they have to devote a whole row to wheelchairs soon.
Well, I was just going to say the back row is now dubbed the Holy Roller Row.
The Holy Roller is beautiful. All right, so we usually plan our sort of talking points for the podcast. And we didn't really this week, and I'm kind of excited about that because I don't know what we're about to hear. But I have to shout out, or I want to start with Brett, who we don't meet in person as much as we should, or perhaps would like to, although Brett alluded to the fact that we were together for a church service this past week. But the most I keep up with Bretsky, mostly because he's out of town, is from his social media posts. So you posted today, I think, if memory serves correctly, that you have a tennis elbow. And I want to start there because you don't play tennis. Maybe I should know more about what tennis elbow is. So educate the teacher.
I've got pain in my elbow, and I guess I've just got some ligament issues.
All right, so let's ask the fitness guy, because I still feel stupid. You don't have to play tennis to get tennis elbow.
That was a very brief explanation. Yeah. That was very uninsightful.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, Brett. That was very underwhelming. I expected, you know, a big story. And I was like, nope, I have ligament issues.
I will not apologize because I'm in excruciating pain right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to make light of your pain.
Are you waving your elbow around as we're doing the podcast?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually trying to stretch it out, Andy. But, I mean, you know nothing about stretching, Mr. Fitness Guru.
Have you been, like, practicing your Macho Man Randy Savage flying elbow drop from the top rope, and that's why it's bothering you?
Well, I mean, I have a rail on my bed, and I've been falling off that.
Listen, you fall a lot.
What's your point?
Yeah, let's get back to
tennis elbow.
Tennis elbow.
Yes, okay, so fitness man, tell me what tennis elbow is. You don't have to be a tennis player.
Yeah, it's really very little to do with fitness. I'm not a doctor, but I do know the tennis elbow injury. And basically it's repetitive motion, right? So Brett's a wheelchair user, regular wheelchair user. He recently started playing hockey again. Similar motion to wheelchair using, and then to top that off, he recently got back in the gym. So his body is screaming at him, essentially, through his ligaments.
Ligament. It's only one elbow, right?
It's one elbow, but there are multiple ligaments in an elbow.
So I want to chat practically about this, because we are a podcast that focuses largely on issues with the differently abled community. I don't know why I'm trying to be politically correct tonight, but it's got to cause some problems for you, Brett, as a wheelchair user. Is it in your? It's in your right arm, I would assume.
Yeah, it's in my right elbow.
So your dominant hand, you've got some severe pain in your elbow. Is that, I would imagine it's affecting your mobility, yes?
To an extent, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you just going around in circles or what?
No, my name's Brett Wills, not Chad Pilon.
Oh, well done, well done. I was just going to say that I think we might have, man, we've been doing this so long, we're 34, 35 some episodes in, and I believe I've told the story on a previous episode of breaking my elbow playing sledge due to not putting my elbow pad on. And so I played the next game in a lot of pain and finally went for an x-ray and figured out I had a fracture. Anyways, they casted my arm at a 90 degree angle for 6 weeks, and that was fun as a wheelchair user. I was going in some circles. So you're not going in circles, Brett?
No, and I think that going in circles would look ridiculous, so I'm going to avoid it at all costs.
All right, fair enough. Just don't get tennis elbow in the other arm, because then you can't even go straight.
The irony about this whole tennis elbow and right elbow is that I've started developing pain in my left.
Pain in your what?
Left elbow.
Oh, in your left. I think you said pain in your lap. No. Like, that's amazing. How does that happen?
I can walk. Pain in my left elbow. So we'll have to wait and see.
Next thing I want to talk about, Brett, you may have experienced this a little bit with your being an uncle, but Chad, I would imagine maybe a little bit more so. But I don't know if we talked about this before. I don't think so. So here we go. I was out for a family outing with obviously my wife and my two daughters, and this past couple of weeks have just been a blur for me. But I don't even remember where we were. But the way we do things, kind of, while we're in public, at least, is I'm kind of responsible for Maya, and Amanda is for Maisie, just because of the pure practicality of things. Sure. Right now, that's just how it works.
Yep.
But anyways, like I said, I forget where we were, and I had my chair. I wasn't walking around, and just booting around trying to keep up with Maya, because she is just nonstop. But this woman was walking by, and she saw the four of us, and says, "What a lovely family!" And I'm kind of bringing up the rear, making sure Maya is between the two of us, right? And as she passes me, she says, "And you must be especially proud," like implying that because I'm a wheelchair user, I guess I should be extra happy that I have a family. Like, I don't know.
And this is offside worthy. Are we sure we don't want to save this till the end?
Well, I mean, it isn't, but Brett's offside.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brett's apparently got a good one, which I know nothing about, so we'll circle back to that one when it's time.
So I don't know if that kind of thing's happened to you. Like, I just kind of roll with it. I'm full of puns today.
Yeah, that was a really good one. You didn't even mean that one.
Yeah.
So wait, just to circle back and clarify, Andy, you're not exceptionally proud of your ability to be a father, in spite of your physical limitations. Yeah, no, I've That was sarcasm. I've heard that stuff, not in those exact words, but yeah, I've had a few moments like that. More often than not, mine has never, I don't know that I've had an incident like that while Crystal has been there. It has usually been when I am out with my kids by myself. Usually at a park or whatever, when I've got at least a couple of them with me, and you know, I've got the three, so it has a fair share of its challenges, and I'm very, I don't want to say sympathetic, but I could totally relate to what you said in the sort of lead up, Andy, in that it's easier almost for you now to sort of mind, you know, Maya, your older of the two, while Amanda has Maisie, because I didn't do much with, and it's almost sounds laughable to say, but I didn't really do much in terms of public outings with my kids when they were that small. It was very much a mom thing. I did use a Snuggie from time to time. I had one to strap the kid to my chest, and that's sort of how I can move around when the kids were that little. But yeah, I've been out with them before, and maybe not the you know, in those exact words, but it's comical to me that and maybe comical is a strong word, but I always find it kind of funny that that it's innately inspiring that people like us have children and are able to be dad, because I think we just do what we do. We don't, you know, we're not trying to have a look at me moment or like, you know, yes, I can accomplish more because, or I'm, you know, held to a higher level of fatherhood because I have physical limitations. Brett, have you, as an uncle, have you had moments with where you have your I can't remember, buddy, is it a niece and a nephew or two nephews?
No, Tom and Charlotte are pretty good. I haven't been out alone in public with them yet.
Oh, your brother doesn't trust you that much.
I don't think I trust myself that much.
Okay, fair enough.
And the two of you know me, you wouldn't blame me for not trusting myself. But Thomas still asks from time to time why I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm trying to figure out when the appropriate age to tell him that it involved a GT snow racer, a ski rope, and an Oldsmobile, and his father.
That's awesome. Just spin it any way possible.
And he's
blow seven the kid's now. Mind.
He's seven now, so he's probably getting close.
I was gonna say I don't even blame Thomas for asking why you're in a wheelchair. I blame Tanner. I blame his dad. The fact that, you know, the kid still hasn't, you know, or is still asking why Uncle Brett, you know, uses a chair. I'm sure Tanner could spin that in a very creative way too.
Well, I mean, reality is that his uncle's just really lazy.
My legs work fine. Yeah, I stole that. Andy knows that I'm a coattail joker at best, so I've stole that one from Zach Anner, who I find quite funny when people, if that's the way that they verbalize it, you know, the what's wrong with your legs. I like to say, actually, my legs are fine. It's my brain that's messed up.
What brain are you speaking to?
What's that?
What brain are you speaking of?
Yeah, the left
whoa,
one.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No way. Whoa. Andrew Paul, that's not what I meant.
Someone's got their mind in the gutter.
PG rating, mm-hmm. Gentlemen, PG.
That's right. That's right.
Can't say fuck on the podcast.
You can if you're the guy that edits it.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
This is it. So Brett hasn't had issues with the old ladies telling him he's inspirational because he carries his nephews around.
Yeah, but you know what? I've had the look.
The awe look? Like, isn't that special look?
Yeah, and it centered more toward around who I was out with when I was dating.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the two of you are married now, but I'm wondering if that was ever the case when the two of you were dating your respective.
Yeah. Amanda will kill me that I'm going to tell this story, but I'm gonna do it.
That makes it even better. Continue.
I don't think she listens to the podcast, so...
That makes two of our wives that don't listen. And if Brett had a wife, she wouldn't listen either.
Well, Brett doesn't listen, so that...
Brett's on the podcast and he doesn't go back and listen to the episode. That's amazing.
So, when Amanda and I were first dating, I'll set the scene for you of how, what kind of a gentleman I am. We decided to go to Wendy's, and if any of you know that fast food establishment, most of the doors going in are like full length glass windows, right? So most restaurants are, not just Wendy's, but anyways, for whatever reason, we were getting out of the car and she had to walk across my side to get to the door. And as she was walking past, I just kind of like, obviously I didn't push her, I just kind of nudged her to like push her off stride. In hindsight, a stupid move by somebody who has mobility and balance issues. So whatever, she laughed it off, and then I started to walk to the door. But as I walked to the door, she pushed me back, which again, mobility and balance issues. I went head first is a little bit of an exaggeration, but with pretty good force into said full length
glass window. Yeah.
And the death look she got from the person that was eating at the window was pretty priceless.
For knocking over the handicapped kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and then we still had to go into the Wendy's, and
that must have been a very pleasant dinner for her.
Oh, we laughed it off. you guys know I don't care what anybody else thinks. So
yeah,
it's probably my most memorable thing that's happened with Amanda. At least it's the thing I always come back to when I want to give her a hard time.
Yeah, my story is probably not as funny as Andy's, although we did have a chuckle when Crystal and I were first dating. You guys, you know, take the odd shot at me from time to time for not driving. So it's funny because this story involves me being in the passenger seat. Surprise, surprise. We were in my parents' vehicle at the time because we were just dating. We didn't have our own car yet or anything. Forget where we were going. Doesn't matter. So Crystal has always sort of helped with the loading of my wheelchair into the car just because it's so much faster. We were sitting there and I had jumped into the passenger side.
Time out.
Yeah.
You said jump.
I didn't actually jump. Okay. So I had used my arms to assist myself into the passenger side of the vehicle. Is that better?
Just say you jumped. Let's go.
I had pulled myself quite literally into the passenger side of the car while Crystal was finished and getting ready or whatever. I said, I'll go get in the car. So I was already in the car when she came out. And she jumped into the passenger side. Into the driver's side, started the car, and drove away. And I knew that my chair hadn't been loaded into the car yet. I was just kind of letting it kind of just go, see how far it went. She got to the intersection at the top of our street, went to make a left-hand turn onto the sort of the main street there, and that's when I looked at her and said, hey, we have to go back and get my chair. And she chuckled. She's like, I guess it's a good thing that I don't even think of your chair. And I was like, yes, it is, right? And so, I suppose it's probably the point of me telling that story is I think it's a bigger deal for others than it is for our significant others. And maybe, you know, that's just the normal thing for society. But it was a good chuckle moment for Chris and I because, she had just drove away and had forgotten to put the chair into the car. And then she was very quick to kind of in a way sort of defend herself, although she didn't have to. It was what an honest mistake. And but she's like, it's just because I don't even think about the chair when I'm with you. And I was like, that was one of the many moments where I'm like, okay, this is the right kind of woman for me, I suppose, because she doesn't even see the chair.
So can we unpack that for just a second?
I'm nervous, but yes.
So this was one of your first dates?
No, I don't know. Who knows? I wasn't okay. Counting. It was before we were married. So who knows? That was 15 years ago. I can't remember back that far.
Let me rephrase. That was one of your. That was early on in your relationship.
Sure. Yes, early.
Okay. So just to be clear. You've already said you don't drive. You still don't drive.
Here we go.
Right? And Crystal had to drive your parents' vehicle, right?
Yes.
That was puzzling to me,
too. Just track with me for a minute, right? So I'm 2 for 2 in this recap so far, right?
If you're keeping score at home.
Okay. So my question then is, and maybe we should get Crystal on here, but at this point in the relationship, what are you bringing to the table?
Absolutely nothing. This is how I know she loved me. This is how I know she loves me, or at least loved me at that point in time, was at that point in time, I was receiving a glorious disability pension. That was my income, right? So clearly it wasn't for the money.
Hey, there's strike three, man.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm just in a self-deprecating type mood tonight.
Listen, man. Obviously, I'm just kidding.
And, no doubt.
I like to give you a hard time, obviously.
You're very good at it.
On the podcast, on the social media, and in person. So
yeah, no. It's a
trifecta.
That's right. Yeah. And I think that's what I respect. I was going to say the most, but there's a lot that I respect about you, but you're no different. And I think we've actually said this on an episode before. You're no different on social media than you are face to face. And that in my eyes makes you better, right? Cause there's far too many keyboard warriors out there that will say their shit, you know, over social media. We can say shit on a podcast, right? Just not the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Rhymes with truck.
So yeah, there's a lot of people that will hide behind their keyboards and say their thing, but then face to face, won't do it. So you know, at least you're a jackass all the time.
So I want to devote some extra time to the offside, just because I know what happened, and there's a little more to unpack than just your typical rant fest that we seem to have from. From our experiences that we find frustrating, and I had a front row seat for this one.
So I'm excited to hear what this is, because Brett, right off the hop, we chatted very minimally. Usually before we hit the air, we'll kind of have our talking points, and we said going into this one, let's just open it up and not necessarily improv it, but there's some stuff coming that we want genuine sort of surprise reactions to, as opposed to, yeah, we knew what we were going to talk about. So I know that Brett's got something great. I didn't know, and I'm assuming then that this happened on the Sunday that we were all together, when I bailed on lunch. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So.
Again, I feel like we're throwing eateries under the bus. So we'll just say. We went out for lunch after, and again, I have to pack my family up. 2 kids. Maya is running around like crazy, so I just told Brett where we were going, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll meet you there." So happened, I just happened to pull up beside him after we got there, and I get out of the car and I say, "Is there anything like?" Can I help you? Is there anything I can do to make things easier for you? And right away he said, I think we have our offside for this week. And
so what happened before even the rest? I'm so intrigued.
So Brett, I don't know how much you want to take this away, or do you want to hear my thoughts?
No, Andy, please take the floor.
All right. So Brett's in the only accessible spot in this parking lot. And again, we've talked before, it wasn't an official, like, marked accessible spot in terms of, like, a bylaw sign. It was just painted in the parking spot. So, whatever, take that as you will. But you were able to get out of the car fine, correct? You were in your wheelchair. But the initial kind of issue was that this parking spot was beside a curb. So the curb didn't have a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I talk? The parking spot was beside a curb, I guess just to divide the laneway and the parking area. But the curb didn't have a ramp going down. So Brett,
I found that there were two problems with this spot. Number one, I felt it wasn't wide enough. There's usually a standard width for a handicapped spot. So people like Chad and myself who require a wheelchair to get around can open up the door and hop out without hitting another vehicle. That definitely wasn't the case.
So again, it was just a spot with the wheelchair symbol, not the dynamic symbol of access.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah. So it was just an accessible spot with a wheelchair symbol painted on it, right? So, like you're saying, no official dimensions, nothing. So anyways, as he says, we already have an issue. There's a guy walking towards the restaurant, sees Brett struggling, and says, same thing as me, is there anything I can do to help you? Brett's like, yeah, I would actually really like some help getting down. And I said this before when I was talking about it once we got in the restaurant, but hats off to this guy. He doesn't know Brett from anybody, and he just sees a wheelchair user having an issue and wants to help, right? So yeah. Hats off to this guy. So he even says, I don't know what I can do. Brett says, just tip me backwards and slowly lower me over the curb, down the curb. And so he proceeds to do it. Brett's like, go back. And then all of a sudden, Brett just goes all the way back. And this guy is doing everything he can to keep Brett from hitting the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
So Brett was basically perpendicular with the concrete at this point. And I'm laughing because this dude is so apologetic.
Like it's his fault.
He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so I don't know what to do now.
Can I back up for a second because I wasn't there? You got out of the car. He's trying to help you up the curb because there's no ramp. Is that right?
Yeah, down the curb because there wasn't enough room for me to get my chair out on flat ground.
Okay.
So I took the chair out on the curb.
Yeah. Okay.
And so he was trying to help me down the curb.
Okay.
Yeah, he's essentially marooned on an island, right? Like he's a...
So dude gets full bonus points for like asking if you need help, and not even asking, because dude was probably, I wasn't there, so I'm living this for the first time as I hear it. Dude probably said, hey, can I help you, just to be a nice guy. Probably didn't even expect you to say, actually, yes, there's something you can do. At that point, he's like, shit.
Well, maybe. Who knows his intentions? But
Honestly, Chad, I'm laying on my back, and I didn't see him. So I thought he was underneath me. And the first thing that came to mind was, holy shit, I've killed him.
I've killed the Good Samaritan on a Sunday, no less.
again, hats off to this guy because he was doing everything at this point to make sure Brett didn't hit the ground. So he was like, he's trying to hold him up with his hands. He was trying to position his feet so that if he did let go, at least his feet
would
and then his
Brett.
Legs would cushion the fall.
Yeah. So you were, and Brett, you were kind of, and as a chair user, I'm putting myself in your situation. You were so far back that you were past the point of no return, right? Like there's,
he's got
all your weight, right? Like there's nothing. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing you can do to help him.
I had to grab the bottom. So the bottom of like Brett's foot plates and push him off.
Yeah. You're pushing while he's, oh my goodness.
And what really screwed me up was the fact, obviously, I'd gone to church with the two of you in the morning. And so I'm going to have a bite to eat with a bunch of people from your church. And I didn't meet very many people when I went to your church.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that this guy was at your church and he was coming for lunch with us.
Yeah.
He did a U-turn after he got you back up. He's like, I'm out.
Like, he's like, forget it. I'm not going. I was coming for lunch. Not anymore. Andy and his stupid wheelchair friends. That's amazing.
But, mate, so we get Brett back up. And to your credit, sir, for how close you were to hitting the ground, I was amazed at how calm you were.
Yeah, but it had happened 15 months before, and I was knocked unconscious and sent to the hospital. So
yeah, that's right.
The worst thing could happen this time.
So it took. Yeah. So you both yourself, Andy, and this stranger end up getting Brett back on a vertical base, metaphorically speaking, right? You're pushing the footplate down, while this guy is behind. Oh man, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we ended up getting him off the curb, obviously. And yeah, that guy bolted. I don't know if he worked at the restaurant.
Oh, so you never saw him inside? He's just like, forget it?
No, he was like a guardian angel that botched his assignment.
That's pretty fantastic. I wish I was there. Why did I bring my kid to gymnastics?
Anyways, what I wanted to talk about more, that's the kind of what happened. But I wanted to ask, like, Brett, you obviously saw the curb there, but you didn't think to be like, oh, I can't get out here?
Yeah, maybe that was a, oh, my God, you're a dummy kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's my honest question.
No. You know what? He dropped the ball by dropping me, but I dropped the ball by parking where I park.
I don't know, Chad. You weren't there. I'll let you be the judge. As the offside go to the botched curb drop, or
I mean,
or does it go to Brett for parking there when he knows?
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm putting the blame on the restaurant, and I know where you went, so we won't say where it was. But I'm putting the blame on the restaurant for not having the proper, you know, parking space and the fact that, and that's, I think we've ranted at length on the podcast about that one before, when there's kind of no ramp, you get out of the car and then what, right? Like, that's so laughable to me. That's right on par with the accessible bathroom stall that opens inward so you can't shut the door. And there's a million of those things that as wheelchair users we just look at and laugh and kind of just chuckle. Whoever thinks about this stuff clearly doesn't spend any time in a chair. I'm replaying the scenario of buddy trying to help you guys over and over again in my head, and it's funnier every time I do it.
Oh, just
yeah, you know, like we can sit back and laugh now, because honestly I could say I've never had a situation like that. Like it was in all honesty, I feel horrible for the guy because he was just trying to help. And then
I want to find this dude and just talk to him and be like, what was going through your head when you thought you were about to, you know, drop the stranger in the wheelchair on his head?
Brett, what's going through your head when he, like, you're inches from the concrete?
Yeah, is your life flashing before your eyes or what?
No, I told you already. I promised you. I thought I killed him.
Are you just like, shit, did I ask the wrong guy for help?
Yeah, no. I swear to you, I thought that I killed him. He went down so quick.
Yeah, you're right. It was very quick.
I thought maybe he had a heart attack.
All right, so we talked about a little bit of everything tonight, gentlemen. I'm still living that offside moment in my head, but I think it's about time that we close it off. So this is the point where I, first of all, gentlemen, say thank you to both of you for this crazy ride, because it's actually, I'm not going to lie, it's been a lot more fun than even I had anticipated. We are we're quite a stretch into this game here of the Team Ability No Excuses podcast. It started with Andy with an idea, and it's taken off into something a lot more fun than I had thought. And I've said this to you before, Brett, it's picked up a lot of steam since you've joined the team. So thanks for being a part of it, man, because without you, I wouldn't be laughing my ass off at tonight's offside. So well done.
Well, I need to thank the two of you like I usually do every week. I also want to thank you for being accommodating tonight. I was out for dinner and I looked down at my watch and realized that it was 8:15 and, oh shit, I've got to do a podcast with Chad and Andy. Hey fellas, 9 o'clock? Yeah. So.
Listen, this is the part of the show where I tell you that if you liked what we said tonight, whatever part of it was, you can go back and check any of our old episodes out on any major podcasting platform of your choice. The Team Ability No Excuses podcast is readily available for your listening pleasure or displeasure. We'll keep doing it, but we hope you enjoy it. Chad, Andy, and Brett saying good night. Cheers.